The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk and Sam Bird. It's always great to speak to you here. And it's important that I got to speak to you about, well, really celebrating and reflecting on that recent success with Turnford under-16s at Nationals.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andy. Yeah, so I've been volunteering as a coach at Turnford for 5 or 6 years. Sort of went along as a mummy with Daisy, who joined the club and perhaps unsurprisingly got enthused and roped into coaching the team. And their sort of junior career culminated in the England Nationals that was held in Sunderland. Lots of hard work gone into it, but very proud to say that they won the competition.
Brilliant. In itself, Turnford are such a historic team as well, aren't they? And just one of many clubs around the country that not only on court is really strong, but that volunteering aspect as well. Really good to see.
Yeah, massively. Turnford is a club based in the East Region. It was founded by Maureen Ball in 1967, which was even before I was born, Andy. That's how long it's been running. And is now run by Carol Titmus. And lots of the people in the club coach and do the admin and all the things that are associated with a club as volunteers. And I know there are grassroots clubs up and down the country with similar really committed men and women to run these clubs. And I can just speak from the amount that the girls have got out of being part of a club like Turnford, which has been so valuable to them on and off the court. And, you know, they've made friendships for life, memories for life. And it's just really good to be part of that, just to remember what the sport can give back and what difference it can make to those that are involved.
To get gold at the under 16 Nationals, no mean feat, is it? And obviously just the fact that held in Sunderland all weekend and the Northeast doesn't have love the sport.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, even exciting for our players to be going up to Sunderland. It's obviously a whole weekend up there. You have all the thing about sharing rooms and it's like a mini tour. And of course, the people of Sunderland looked after us and England Netball ran the competition really well. And yeah, there were 18 teams there. So, you know, the 18 best teams in the country. And I've spoken to a number of coaches from the other teams as well. And whilst we're obviously all there trying to win, I think all the kids in every team that was there had a fantastic experience. And it's a lovely way for them to finish off their junior career as they then fully transition into senior netball as well.
Didn't you go undefeated all 7 matches as well?
We did. I think it's fair to say we went as favourites, which put some pressure on us. But yeah, because it's you know, it's always tough when everyone's going to produce their best performance against you. But that's the competition we want, and that's the competition I love in particular. And the girls were worthy winners, I think, overall. That they showed that they were a strong squad and proved to be so.
What sort of game was the final then? Who was that against and what was the score?
It was a great game against Oldham, who are another amazing grassroots club. You know, they've been in and around national finals for as long as I can remember. And, you know, part of a very strong feeder club to Manchester Thunder, obviously. So it was a great contested final. We did win by 6 in the end, but the standard of play across both teams, given it was an under-16 competition, was just so good to watch. It was really well contested, and at no point did anyone feel comfortable, certainly least of all me, until the whistle went. So it was a really good final. The third, fourth playoff was also really, really well contested and went to a golden goal where Kingsway Power came third. So really good competition, good standard, and of course that's what we want to create, you know. Good level of netball, but competing in the right way. And lots of these kids are already in pathways for franchise clubs. So it's good to see that the sort of pyramid is working in terms of the grassroots clubs doing their job in terms of finding talent and inspiring people to play netball. So it was just a really, really good weekend that I thoroughly enjoyed. And we had loads of dads as well supporting the girls and lots of dads across the teams. And that's really important to see as well, that sort of male support as well as the ever reliable mums and aunties. So really well supported as well.
And like you said, Super League, potential Super League players of the future, especially from Turnford, maybe the future George.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few in the team already playing at London Pulse, Mavericks and Bath. We had a mix of most of the teams that had made finals had players representing their franchises. I messaged the team on Twitter, actually, Chevrons, because I thought they had a lovely little goal attack. And the coach replied and said, oh, she's in the Leeds Rhinos under 17 set up. So
you'd be like, it's good.
Forever looking, Andy, forever looking, you know, I can't help it. But it was really good just to see actually that the players that showing promise, lots of them have got an avenue into a franchise pathway. And again, that's what we want. And the other thing, really good thing, that Sonia McCloman was there as well, a new Academy and Futures coach. And she was there all weekend having a good look at all these kids as well. So it's really good just to see the plethora of talent really across all 18 teams, and then the level of competition. And it looks to me like the pathway is working, that those grassroots clubs have got good connections into franchises for players that are strong enough to make their way into franchise netball. So, but even those that weren't and won't make it into franchise netball, they've had the weekend of their lives, you know, had great fun with their teammates and their parents cheering them on. And I'm sure it was a memorable weekend for everybody that went.
Run us through some of the first names then of that team.
Coco Williams shooting, Neve Marsden goal attack, Daisy Beer wing attack, Brogan Bostock centre, Ella Bloomfield Baker wing defence, Gracie Smith goal defence, and Zanaya Cunningham goalkeeper. So a pretty strong lineup, which you probably see why they were favourites, but they had to live up to, and you know, take on that favourite banner, I suppose, and they coped with that really well. We took a squad of 11, and all 11 played on the Saturday, but those 7 played in the finals matches on the Sunday.
Nationals are obviously in a really strong place at the minute, and pretty exciting for you as a coach of a Super League side.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about netball at all levels. Super League is about to undergo a pretty dramatic transformation, as you know, as we move to professionalisation. And it's just really good to see the sort of pathways looking strong, and hopefully continuing to produce good standard players that will ultimately play in the professional Super League as we move forward. So exciting times ahead. There may be a few bumps, I think, but exciting times ahead for what Super League 2.0 brings. And hopefully it'll help our sport to push on to the next level in terms of competition on court, but also fan base and commercial rights and all those things that we need to push our sport forwards.
It's moving on to Super League. So my one question on this, have you done all the number crunching about where you could potentially end up in that Final Four yet?
I do look at the table quite a lot. You know, we've got to do our own job. Still pushing, but my maths is dreadful. So I just have to wait and see how it all turns out. But pleased with where we are at the moment, Andy, yeah.
Excellent. Sam, thank you as always for your time, and congratulations again with Turnford.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.